either east of Route 1 Coastal Highway, northwest of Road 270, One Holland Glade Road, being within Tanger Outlets. Variance for an additional wall sign.
Please state your name and address for the record.
Darlene Mathis, 30897 Iron Branch Road, Jacksonville, Delaware.
And raise your right hand, swear affirm that all the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Good evening, ma'am.
Hello.
Oh, you're ready to go. Sorry.
She's passing out some pictures and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Good evening. To begin, we're requesting an additional wall sign for the rear elevation of the Gap Outlet store, which is at Tanger Outlets in Rehoboth. We're requesting overall size of 3 feet by 9 feet, 3 inches, which is just under 28 square foot. Again, she's passing out the photos. On the first page, I've shown the existing signs that the store has now on the front and the side of the building. The storefront sign is just over 37 square feet, and the side elevation is just under 28 square feet. If you turn on to page 2, I have a drawing of the proposed sign that we want to put on the rear of the building. This is actually the exact same sign that is on the side of the building at the time, and it's just under 28 square feet. And then on page 3 shows a picture just showing the rear of the building and then an approximate placement that we want to put the rear sign. And then on the next page, I just have the map of the outlets, just an overall view showing how the store sits within the outlet center, where it has a front facing the highway, the side of the store faces interior of the outlet, and then the rear faces the other interior of the outlet. And we feel this the store has a unique circumstance, having the 3 commercial sides that are easily viewed by the passing traffic. Again, north and southbound traffic on Highway 1, and the 2 separate entrances to the parking area within the outlet center. of course, the tenant would like to take full advantage of all traffic exposure with, as we all know, in the tough economic times, a business needs as much possible exposure. And we feel with the addition of the rear wall sign, and again, actually the rear wall faces the interior of the outlet center, so it's not really facing any major roads or anything. So we feel it would no way alter the essential character of the neighborhood. We also feel it would, the request would afford the minimum relief to the applicant, as we're asking for no more than 28 square feet of additional wall signage. And also, if approved, the grand total of all 3 signs would be no more than 93 square feet. That's even with them being on 3 different elevations in combination, they still do not exceed the permitted 150 square feet of signage, which is allowed.
This is not unusual for that area, is it?
No, it isn't.
Okay.
I actually have, I didn't make copies, but I have other stores that the board has already approved.
Right.
I can pass these down. Black & Decker, Carter's, and the Caldwell Creek store. They've all been signs.
Exershoe, R&R Bay sign, all the way back.
Yeah.
Some method of varying signs.
Who is the owner of the property?
Tanger Outlets.
Have they submitted any consent to this application at all?
Oh, they approve it. I didn't bring that paperwork with me, but they approve it. They just say that we have to go through the Board of Adjustment.
Oh, okay. There we go.
That's been that way for quite a few.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chairman, I think it may be best to see that paperwork before rendering a decision to make sure that the owner of the property approves of this. Because I didn't see it in the application paperwork.
Mr. Sharp, we have a copy.
You do have that copy?
The office has a copy of that. Okay. Just so you know.
Yeah. We do have one.
We always get that.
It's been done a lot of years, I believe. Is that right?
Yeah. That they sent it in with it before they get the approval with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, that's
all.
All
ready?
Thank you.
Let's see then. Okay. Any further questions? Any further questions?
No.
No? Okay. Hearing them. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 10947 for the following reasons. The variance will enable reasonable use of the property. The variance is granted will not change the character of the neighborhood. And the variance is a minimum variance to afford relief. And there are numerous other variances of the same
in that area. Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickers, second by Mr. Hudson, that we approve case number 10,947.
Good.
Mr. Rickers?
Yes.
Mr. Workman?
Yes, for the same reason that was stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes, for the reason stated.
And Mr. Calloway also for the same reason that has been stated. By a vote of 4-0, case number 10,947 is approved.
Thank you. Appreciate